Sometimes extremism may be a blessing in disguise. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're looking at India's church and what they're doing to tackle fear head on. And have you ever heard the term slacktivism? If not, stay tuned because we're about to unpack that. These are the Great Commission stories developing behind the headlines. We'll begin today in East India, where a congregation of believers was worshiping when their church was attacked by 50 anti-Christian extremists. The church members were severely beaten, including the women and children. A church planting partner with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India was also one of the Christians attacked. Then the extremists chased the whole group out of the village. Mission India's Eric Morsehead says the police did nothing.
In fact, they said that the church planter himself, if he continues to lead people to Christ, they will beat him even worse than the extremists did.
India's constitution hints at religious freedom and equality, but it's not really formally enforced. And when you think of India, persecution of Christians probably isn't the first thing that comes to mind.
It is more common than people realize, although in certain regions it's a little more prevalent than others, but it does take place on a regular basis.
But Morsehead says that the presence of persecution is actually an encouraging sign.
When the people are reacting, whether negatively or positively, to what is being shared by other believers, that means that Jesus is moving. The word of God is being proclaimed, and these believers are not afraid to proclaim the good news to their neighbors and friends.
Mission India trains church planters in India to reach remote villages, cities, and the slums with the hope of Christ. Would you pray for believers there to be bold in sharing their faith? We'll move now to the United States, and sometimes we just need to address the elephant in the room. So today, we're talking about the fear many people experience when they're around special needs people. Sally Gallagher with the King's Table Ministries.
I think that people are basically fearful of anything more when there's an unknown. So I think that the unknown of a person with a disability is really where the fear stems from. You know, they don't know how to talk to them. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They think there's something special that you have to do. They don't know if they'll understand them if they talk to them. So it's a combination, but I think the fear basically comes from being with them and understanding their personhood is like anybody else's personhood, even though they have a cognitive impairment.
The King's Table Ministries serves individuals with special needs and their families. But how can we overcome this fear?
The best way of doing that is being able to become a part of their life. When you become a part of their life and really get to know them, because each person is different as they are a person, then you'll know how they respond, how they react, what they're understanding.
One way is by volunteering with King's Table Ministries. Are you interested? Look for the highlighted links in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, it's amazing to see the debate surrounding the concept of slacktivism. For those of you who don't know, slacktivism is exactly what it sounds like, slacker activism. Now, you've seen this repeatedly on your social media feeds. The question is it just adding to the noise?
Slacktivism itself is mostly known because there's no action taken behind the words you're putting out on social media. So they're saying it's a negative thing to be a slacktivist, but it can be a positive thing.
That's Erin Carmen, social media specialist at Compassion International. An example of the negative is when we post every cause and issue on our radar. Not only does that spread fear, but it can also cause us to stop caring altogether.
Our social media feeds are overflowing with hurt in the world. Post after post after post of news and injustices. At some point, we just grow numb to it. We're just not created for infinite empathy. We can't care about every injustice and every cause, and that's called compassion fatigue.
Carmen shares some tips on how to be effective. You can find these at missionnews.org. Start, she says, by taking a moment to pray before you post. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.